Surrendering unto Krishna means, first of all, we have to realize that I am not able to do anything. Everything that I am doing is simply due to Krishna's mercy. Krishna is making all the wonderful arrangements. It is Krishna who has provided us with all the food that we needed. Krishna is providing us with all the oxygen that we need to breathe. Even it is due to Krishna's wonderful arrangement that we all are situated on the surface of this planet. Without Krishna's arrangement, we could not even survive, even for a second. If the air is withdrawn, how are we going to breathe? Also, let's consider the shape of the earth is round and it's moving with a tremendous speed. Isn't it? The earth is rotating with a tremendous speed and we all are situated on the surface of the earth. Now consider a round, a spherical thing, spherical object is moving with a tremendous speed. Now what would happen to the things that are on the surface of that? It will get thrown out into the space. Now, shouldn't we have got thrown out into the space? But how come we all are so comfortably situated on the surface of this earth? Who made this arrangement? So in this way we can see that Krishna has made such wonderful arrangement for all of us. And so, why shouldn't we surrender unto Krishna, depend upon Him? Because without His help, we are completely lost.